to The Shadows with Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of Into the Shadows. I just want to give a trigger warning for this month, this whole entire month. April is a Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and I'll be talking more in depth about certain things and even my personal story when it comes to sexual assault. It's actually the episode that I have been pushing and pushing back and pushing back because it's an episode where I am very vulnerable. And as much as I am a very vulnerable person and share my life, it is very hard for me and triggering to talk about my own abuse. And and I feel ashamed at times with my story. And it is, of course, one of those shadow aspects of myself that I am constantly working with on a daily basis. And yeah. So I want to give a big trigger warning for this month. That's what this little episode is going to be about. It's just a trigger warning to let everyone know that April is Sexual Assault Awareness. So if you're going to want to skip this month, I absolutely understand. I understand that hearing other people's stories can trigger your own emotions and your own flashbacks and your own feelings and your own triggers. You know, every time I watch a movie or a documentary and it talks about sexual assault, I too go through the same thing. I too have flashbacks. And yeah, I get it. I understand. It's triggering. It's hard to hear. It's hard for me to hear. I haven't listened to that episode since I edited it, and there is a part in there that I feel ashamed of, that I feel like maybe I should take out. But then again, it's part of my story. So do I take it out? Do I not? And that's part of the reason why I've been pushing it back for so long, because I just, I'm so vulnerable that there are times where I feel like, am I sharing too much? Do I need to share everything? And there's a part of me that says, yes, I should be able to share if it helps someone else. It also, in a way, helps me and my process and where I'm at to share. But again, it's, even though I know I was the victim, I still have such shame and guilt, resentment, anger, sadness, just emotions built up over it. I've gotten better over the years, but it's still one of those things that sneaks up on you. And I get it, because as I recorded that episode, I had flashbacks and I had memories pop up. And I mean, even to this day, if I drink something or smell something, it is a trigger. You know, it's a flashback. It's a this, it's a that. And so I get it. So if you are going through that shadow and you don't want to bring up your own memories and your own flashbacks, I absolutely understand if you want to skip this whole entire month. This month, the episodes will talk about, I'm going to post my journey and my story about it. This month, I'm going to share that episode, which is my story, a little bit of my story. And then I'm going to talk about the documentary Quiet on Set. So, and if you don't know what Quiet on Set is, it's a documentary on HBO, or ID Discovery, which basically talks about child exploitation, child sexual abuse, the big underbelly of Hollywood, the dark side of it all. So yeah, I did an episode that's about an hour long. I'm going to try to edit it down a little bit, but I did about an hour long. And then there was a few things that I didn't even get to touch base with in that episode. So I think I'm going to make a part two about it too, because after I watched the documentary, I went ahead and did that recording. But then I got online and saw what other people were seeing and saw things transpire that I think should be talked about as well. So I think I'm definitely going to make a part two about that. Because as soon as I got done with that, watching that documentary, I came and recorded. So that episode may feel a little clunky because my thoughts are going everywhere. I'm triggered. I'm going back and forth. Yeah, my thoughts were flying as I was recording. Of course, I didn't write anything down or take any notes. I literally just like watched it, took a minute, and then came and record. I'm gonna do probably a part two to that episode to finish that out. So each episode this month is going to talk about sexual abuse and things like that. So again, if you are triggered, I get it. I understand. And I can't wait for you to hear the next month's episodes then. But yeah, I absolutely get it if you need to skip the next couple of episodes. So, if you do decide to listen in to each of those episodes and you are triggered, I would rather you reach out to someone or a national hotline, because I know when those triggers happen and those flashbacks happen, sometimes we never want to relive those actions or those memories. And sometimes we think about the worst case scenario. So if you ever need to talk to someone, the national hotline is 988, and that is the national hotline for suicide if those thoughts do transpire. I do know in past years, whenever I would relive something or have a flashback or smell something or taste something or anything that triggered me, those intrusive thoughts would always trickle in. So again, if you need to reach out to someone, please call 988. With that being said, I will leave you here with this. You are never alone. You are worthy of living, and no matter what, there you can always reach out. You are not a burden to anyone or anything. Please know that this is a part of your journey, but not what defines you.